Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day, we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Wednesday of week 4, and we are on page 31 in the School of Prayer devotional book. Now, we're expanding our prayers for others this week, and we're learning to pray beyond our small circles. And so today, let's turn our attention to praying for the leaders of our churches, both locally and globally. The church belongs to God, right? We're all part of His body. We're part of His family. We're brothers and sisters. Now, we spend a lot of time in our local church, but let's not forget about our brothers and sisters who are across town, across the country, even across the world. If you have visited another church in another denomination or another state or another country, you've probably experienced that profound sense of just how big God's family is. When I start thinking about all the languages of the world praising God at one time, that just takes my breath away. Today, I'm going to pray for a couple of leaders at Grace Church and from some other churches. And I'm going to pause along the way for you to pray your own words. If you don't know one of these people, that's totally okay, because God certainly knows them, right? And you can also, as I'm praying, be praying for those who might lead in your local area. So would you pray with me today? God, we are so thankful that the church was your idea. And God, we do not always get it right, for we are flawed and we are sinful. But Jesus, we know that it is your church and that you have allowed it to stand. You have strengthened it through centuries and that you will continue to do so. And God, we want to lift up today leaders in the churches that we know and leaders perhaps that we don't know, God, but who are leading the body of Christ where they are. God, I want to pray today for Pastor Derek Sanford, our pastor here at Grace Church. God, I thank you for his leadership. I thank you for his vision. I thank you for his passion for you and for truth and wisdom and understanding. God, today I pray that you would fill him with your mighty power, with your understanding, that today he would endure whatever comes, that he would have patience for whatever comes, and that he would walk through it with joy. I pray too for his wife, Kim, Lord Jesus, that you would fill her with your presence and your power and your might. Jesus, for both of them, for their relationship, I just pray that you would protect that and guard that, Lord Jesus, that you would continue to knit them together with one another and pull them even closer into you, God. We pray for their rest, Lord Jesus. What they both do is exhausting. And I pray for your holy rest in each of them today. God, I lift up Chrissy Kern here at Grace Church. She leads all of our weekend experiences, Lord, and our worship. God, I pray for her and for her boldness, Lord Jesus, to share your love, to share your truth through creative expression, through song, and just through the joy of her life. God, I pray too that you would give her your strength. I would pray that you would give her a large dose of your mighty power for whatever today holds, Lord Jesus, that she would know the presence of your Spirit in every moment. God, I want to pray for Michael Washington, pastor of New Vision Church here in Erie and the new leader of Serve Erie, a ministry that we have here in town. God, I thank you for him. I thank you for the call on his life that you brought him to this community to lead this church, that you brought him to this community to lead this mission at Serve Erie. God, I pray that you would give him vision, bold vision, to not only share the gospel of Jesus Christ, but to meet the needs of the people where they are with compassion and love. God, I pray that you would build a team around him that is full of your presence and your wisdom and your understanding, that they may lead this community into a place of restoration of relationships and restoration of physical spaces and restoration of hearts with you, Lord. I thank you for his wife, Cayenne. Lord Jesus, I pray that she too would be filled with your Spirit, your boldness, and your wisdom, and that you would protect them in their marriage, Lord Jesus. God, I pray today for Pastor Nicole Schreiber, a local pastor at Erie First Church. God, I pray for her as she leads this church. Lord Jesus, it is not easy to be a pastor. It's not easy to lead a church through COVID. It's not easy to make decisions on how to lead a church post-COVID, God. But what a joy, what a sensitivity, what a compassionate heart you have given her, God. I pray that you would fill her with courage. I pray that you would fill her with confidence. And I pray that she would be filled with your mighty power and presence for whatever decisions that she needs to make today, Lord Jesus. And I also pray rest for her and her family too, Lord Jesus. Those moments where she can pause and just experience you, experience the joy of her family. God, thank you for her and the work that she is doing. And finally, Jesus, today I'm thinking about our church partners in Haiti and the Dominican Republic and Japan. And God, what beautiful churches, what beautiful community, what beautiful brothers and sisters we have worshiping there in their own language and in their own culture and in their own way. What a glorious thing that is. Lord Jesus, I pray for the leaders of those churches, Lord Jesus, that you would fill them, with wisdom to make decisions in their communities. How do they reach people with the gospel? How do they extend the love of Jesus to their communities? How do they navigate the world post-COVID? God, those are big questions. Those are big questions, and we cannot make those decisions without the wisdom and the guidance of your Spirit. And so I pray that your Spirit would speak to them today and in this week and in the coming months, Lord Jesus, that you would guide them toward wise decisions, Lord Jesus, that you would guide them toward places of boldness, that you would guide them toward places perhaps they thought they would never go, but that you have already gone, you have prepared, you have made a way. God, we pray for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be great in each of those areas of the world, that your name would be praised, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all of these people. We thank you for these leaders of your church. God, we pray that you would protect them today, that they would put on the full armor of Christ, Lord Jesus, and that they would stand strong in the truth of your word today. We love you. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again tomorrow.